Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you surprised that the Trent Williams situation is still going on? The last time we heard a member of the front office speak on this, it was Bruce Allen saying he was going to be there for training camp. That certainly wasn't the truth. And what's happening now is what always happens, is that the coach is being left to twist in the wind as everybody just asks him questions, which the front office should be addressing. We haven't heard from Trent. We haven't heard from the Redskins. Are you surprised that we are here right now?
Well, no, really. One, exactly what you said about Jay Gruden being left to address a situation that is not of his making and it's not of his responsibility, I think is reprehensible. I think it's disgusting that Bruce Allen has not said anything. And what he has said has been bold-faced lies. And so you can't trust any. I mean, at one level, it's disgusting that he hasn't said anything. On the second level, if he said something, you can't trust it anyway. So what good is it? So you're in this kind of cycle of evil with that. I'm not sure really what leverage Trent has, given that, you know, if you're trying to force a trade, and it appears that's what he's trying to do, you know, an opposing team is not trading for a 24-year-old Trent Williams. They're going to look at his stat sheet, as much as you can look at stats for an offensive lineman, and notice that he hasn't played 16 games recently. There's a lot of tread on those tires. I do understand him, you know, being upset about this medical situation. And, you know, I can understand a guy vowing never to play for an organization again if it's as serious as some of those reports have indicated. So in that case, it feels very late in training camp and feels like it's close to the season, but there still are, you know, the opener is September 8th and it's only August 21st. Am I surprised that we're here right now? No. Would I be surprised if he never plays for the Redskins again? I think I would be, and I might be in the minority of people, and there are people who have done much deeper reporting on this than I have. But I just don't think that the Redskins are going to be to get the return on the investment, return on a trade that they think would be appropriate. And I don't think that Trent Williams is going to forever not receive game checks and not make more money that he is due if he plays in the NFL. That's just a guess, kind of a logic-based guess, but it would be mine at this point.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.